With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Following the appointment of three Caymanians as senior leaders within the Cayman Islands Fire Service, the Ministry of Financial Services and Home Affairs announces the newly appointed Deputy Chief Fire Officer for Aviation will now serve as Acting Chief Fire Officer. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
Mr. Bravon Elliott is the first member of the new senior management team to be appointed to temporarily fulfill the duties and responsibilities of the lead role. The ministry plans to provide this opportunity to other members of the team while the recruitment exercise for an interim chief fire officer is underway. Station officer Gilbert Rankin has been appointed to act up to the role of deputy chief fire officer for aviation. Ministry leaders say the plan is to hire an interim chief fire officer for 1 year. During that time, a recruitment exercise will be carried out for the substantive role. A variety of training opportunities will continue to be offered to fire officers as part of the ministry's ongoing mission to foster an internal culture of leadership development within the service. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Government says in keeping with the commitment to succession planning, all three recently appointed deputy chief fire officers were provided with the opportunity to act within their new roles in order to gain valuable leadership skills and experience. Divisional officer Mr. Whitney Tatum most recently held the acting chief fire officer position for 5 weeks. He's now returned to his substantive post in Cayman Brac, as per the standard practice within the CIG. The trial of a woman accused of scamming a man out of nearly $2 million CI dollars for permanent residency, Cayman status, and a passport comes to an abrupt end. Radio Cayman's Andrew Harris has more.
Judith Douglas faces a single charge of obtaining property by deception. The prosecution says Ms. Douglas scammed a man out of $1.9 million CI dollars over a seven-year period. A court order prevents Radio Cayman from divulging the details that brought the trial to a sudden end. However, we can state that no verdict was returned and a new trial date has been set. During the trial, the jury heard that the American man, the complainant, was introduced to Ms. Douglas through his neighbor and that he was initially told the process of acquiring permanent residency, status, and a passport would cost a total of 8,000 CI dollars. However, that cost quickly ballooned with multiple requests for payments. 3 days into the complainant giving his evidence, the judge called off the case and set a new trial date. Ms. Douglas denies the accusations and was remanded into custody. Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
With the November deadline for Cayman to refinance its debt in sight, a highly competitive bidding process will soon get underway. Finance Minister the Honorable Roy McTaggart says the government expects to see lending firms from around the world all engaging in a bidding process with the hope they'll be selected to refinance Cayman's $261 million CI dollar bullet bond.
I think from our financial standpoint, with the high credit rating that we have, the process is going to be extremely competitive in terms amongst those who are bidding for the refinanced element of that bond. So I think we are in a better position than we were in, say, 2009 when we took out that bond.
Finance and Public Development Minister, the Honorable Roy McTaggart. In other news, a police investigation is underway after officers are called out to West Bay to a report of gunshots last night. A spokesperson for the RCIPS said the officers responded to the report, but so far it has not been determined if shots were actually fired or if a firearm was even brandished. Police say no injuries were reported, but the matter does remain under investigation. If you have any information, please contact the West Bay Police Station at 949-3999. The team at Hazard Management Cayman Islands tested Cayman's tsunami readiness today by participating in a regional exercise called Carib Wave. In previous years, HMCI has used the exercise to test notification procedures and validate the issuance of tsunami products from the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center.
This year, we want to take a different approach and critically examine the response and coordination process between first response agencies.
HMCI Director Danielle Coleman tells Radio Cayman they can't test every aspect of Cayman's response plans, so they chose to bring together senior-level first responders to discuss what could realistically be accomplished in a two-hour window if a tsunami actually threatened Cayman. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Tara Rivers.
Although to date we have no historical record of the Cayman Islands ever being impacted by a damaging tsunami wave, we do have a responsibility to plan for that possibility. Exercise Carib Wave will provide first responder agencies an opportunity to come together to critically examine the challenges posed by such an event and to review the current plan, the refinement of which will directly increase the likelihood that lives will be saved by if a tsunami occurs.
Another local early childhood education center snags a good rating from inspectors at the Office of Education Standards. Starfish Village is located in Kamana Bay with 87 students enrolled, ranging in age from 18 months to almost 9 years.
The quality of provision offered by Starfish Village and Village Montessori was judged to be good.
Director of the OES Peter Carpenter tells Radio Cayman the school's key strengths include a well-resourced learning environment, excellent student behavior, and productive links with parents and the community.
Further strength of the provision at Starfish Village was the positive and caring ethos in the school, which is based on a mutual respect between adults and the children. There were effective arrangements in the school for safeguarding, and the staff promoted the children's well-being effectively. And as a result, the children were happy and safe in their school surroundings.
Going forward, Mr. Carpenter recommended that Starfish Village develop a coherent curriculum strategy that effectively integrates the Cayman Islands national curriculum with the Montessori curriculum and enhance the provision for technology as a tool for learning. The Ministry of Education's local scholarship application process is now open, and eligible Caymanian students and adults are invited to apply. Acting manager of the Scholarship Secretariat, Dr. Sherry Smith, tells Radio Cayman that funding is available for several education paths for year 12 and 13 students, as well as older students pursuing certificate, associate, bachelor, master, and law degree programs at local tertiary institutions.
The Scholarship Secretariat is here to assist applicants, if necessary, in navigating the relevant online application, which now also includes a mean testing component.
The online application for local scholarships is on the Ministry of Education website, and the deadline to apply is April 30th. Tomorrow's Honoring Women Month luncheon at the Kimpton Seafire Resort is sold out.
The objective, you know, when we were envisioning what the event would look like, is really and truly to create more opportunities for women to feel empowered by women who have already been successful. Actually putting them at a platform level so that they can inspire and we can also celebrate their successes while also recognizing that there might be a young woman, you know, in that luncheon that will be inspired by that.
That's Charmaine Miller with the Family Resource Center. She says the gala event includes a 3-course meal and will feature a guest speaker, panel discussion, musical entertainment, and an update on the progress of local gender affairs policies. It's time now for Radio Cayman's financial report, the closing price of local stocks, courtesy Cayman National Securities. CSE's common stock closed at $15 a share, Cayman Water Company $13.30, Greenlight Reinsurance closed at $10.84. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 7 to close at 25,709, the Nasdaq down 12 to close at 7,630, the S&P 500 down 2 to close at 2,808, and the Financial Times 100 Index in London was up 26 to close at 7,185. The three most active issues in New York today: General Electric up 2.79 to close at $10.30, Snap up 12.124 to close at $11.28, and Bank of America up 0.58 to close at $29.46. In commodities, gold closed at $1,296.76, silver at $15.19, platinum at $824.32, and oil at $58.53 a barrel. In foreign currencies, the euro closed at $1.13, pound sterling $1.32, the yen 111.67, and the Canadian dollar $1.33. The Jamaica dollar closed at $132.12. Evelyn Tibbetts Farrar is appointed as the Chief Underwriting Officer of Island Heritage Insurance Company. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Ms. Tibbetts Farrar, who has been with the company since 2006, previously held the position of Vice President of Underwriting for 5 years before her recent promotion to Chief Underwriting Officer. In her new role, Evelyn has responsibility for the company's business development, broker MGA, commercial and personal underwriting teams for all 15 territories in which they operate. Recounting how she got her start in insurance, she explained that after Hurricane Ivan, she was temporarily out of work and took a job assisting with hurricane claims. She says, quote, "Seeing firsthand how insurance responds to catastrophes really opens your eyes. It meant so much to have played even a small part in getting the island back on its feet." She added, "From that point, I recognize the impact insurance has on people's lives and have held on to the belief that what I do really makes a difference." Evelyn is a chartered property and casualty underwriter and holds a diploma in insurance as well as associate's degrees in risk management, commercial insurance, and general insurance.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Grab a directory. It's time to help save the planet as Yellow Media Group launches its annual community recycling program, Yellow to Green. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanta Gallego.
Until the end of the month, Yellow wants the community to jump on board one of the most impactful environmental initiatives within Cayman. Yellow's marketing manager, Melanie Shamba, tells Radio Cayman the community will come together to collect and recycle used phone books, which will then be converted into reusable material.
So we created our own program where we collected the directories and developed a partnership with a company in the United States called Green Fiber. And Green Fiber actually takes all paper products and turns them into reusable resources, which is known as their green fiber home insulation product.
After they're used, the directories will be shipped to Tampa facilities, processed and shredded into their original fibers and made into the reusable products. Last year, Yellow collected over 13,000 used directories that translated into green fiber insulation for approximately 10 homes.
It was really exciting to hear that all of our efforts really were then being turned into something you can really see, something tangible, such as that the home insulation, it provided home insulation for 10 homes. And this year, I would love to be able to collect enough directories that we could create insulation for 15 homes.
The Yellow to Green School Challenge is underway, and Yellow to Green recycling bins are located at 4 Foster's IGA locations and Hurley's Supermarket. Check out findyellow.com for more. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
That's your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.